These are valid concerns, which will not be fully allayed until the returns are in. Representative G.K. Butterfield, whose congressional district includes Greenville, said the biggest fear was of a COVID-19 surge a week before the election. Yet Lexington's day on the trail suggested the Democrats may be worrying a bit too much. Voting for the least bad option is not a novelty to black voters. The exuberance of their support for Barack Obama, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, recalled Mrs. Perkins, was an anomaly. They generally take a starkly pragmatic view of politics. For many black voters, elections represent more a source of protection than a promise of future perfection. Their dogged support for the often disappointing Democrats illustrates that. Republicans tend to ascribe it to leftist identity politics. It is more a defensive measure against a majority white party that has often sought to repress their voting rights. Mr. Trump, who this week randomly accused his opponents of wanting to build projects in the leafy suburbs, has hardened that suspicion and thereby drawn a predictable African-American response. Asked what would get her neighbors to the polls in numbers, Ms. Perkins replied, fear. Fear of COVID, fear of losing your job and house, fear of being shot while watching TV in your house. As an indicator of likely black turnout, enthusiasm for the candidate may be overrated. Without underestimating the COVID-related uncertainties, there are also indicators that the virus could have less of a dampening effect than nervous Democrats fear. Projections from the latest survey data suggest black turnout is on course to be 9 points higher than it was in 2016. All the voters canvassed insisted they would not allow the virus to stop them voting. Most said it had made them more determined to vote, and that they had already made plans to protect themselves by voting early, by mail, or in person. Polls suggested black voters are 25% more likely to vote early than they were in 2016. That could make it harder to suppress their votes. "I'm voting," said Ethel Peel on her doorstep in Williamson, "even if I have to get me a cab, I'm voting." African-American voters are facing even more formidable obstacles than usual this year, yet they are formidable voters. Most of the evidence suggests Mr. Biden can count on them.